Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah!
ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, live from the Old National Bank Studio. WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Hope everyone's having a great day. We're going to crosstalk with the Catman in an hour like we did yesterday. He's going to do 2 to 3, and then it's White Sox baseball. This is it, man. We're winding down. It's spring training, Eric. Opening day's in a week. Remember, a week from today, we will be live on the north side. The Cubs open with the Brewers. The White Sox open on the road in Houston.
We're going to be up at the Old Smoke Crow Show.
We're going to be at the Old Crow Smokehouse / Smoke Show with Miller Lite in Wrigleyville. Cap and Hoodie will be there in the morning, kicking things off 7 to 10. We're going to do a full 4-hour ride, 10 to 2, for the Cubs opener while the White Sox open in Houston.
4-hour ride.
4-hour ride.
Whoa.
That's a week from today. We want, if you're going to Wrigleyville, we want to see you at Old Crow next Thursday.
I'll be there early.
1 week from today. Last year, we met and got breakfast early.
Yes.
At a place that Abdallah recommended that was terrific.
That's unbelievable.
Adam, what was that place on Southport you told us to go to?
Southport Grocer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Delicious. Are we going back there, kid? You want to
get some flapjacks.
Dude, they had that, like, they got, like, the special waffle that they make. Yurko had it. It was like, oh, my God.
It was a special pancake. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, special pancake.
It's like a birthday. It's a Funfetti pancake, isn't it? Yeah.
Man.
It's like they used cake batter for it.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I mean, it was so good. I took a bite, but I'm
looking at me. He goes, it looks like you're getting diabetes.
That's like diabetes on a plate.
What's going on? Yeah.
Sweet.
Delicious.
It was good, man.
Maybe the biscuits and gravy this year, you know?
Yeah, you want it? We'll meet there again because it's right down the street.
Yeah, that's fine. This time.
We used to go back in the day.
This time you can pick it up.
Back in the day. I think I picked it up last year, smart guy.
I don't believe that.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't believe that at all.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Make me check my records here.
You know what we used to do, and I miss it.
Squeaking that he's so tight.
I miss these days. Not that I've ever was particularly fond of Wrigleyville. I'm not a Cub fan. I didn't, even when I lived in the city, I didn't really hang out there much. Maybe Merkel's, a few other places like that, because I had some buddies that were very fond of it. So we hang at Merkel's a little bit.
Did you guys find a couple of young bartenders that you fancied?
Yeah, that's usually
what it is.
But you know where we used to go?
You got to put some talent behind the bar if you want to have customers, right?
You know where we used to go? We used to love, we used to see Brandy. She worked the counter. Salt and Pepper. But it's gone.
Yeah.
They made that neighborhood faceless. It used to have a little bit of character.
A little bit of character. I mean,
you guys don't like the streets of Woodfield?
That's what it looks like, Chris. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Like, what did they do?
Yeah, they do? They put the neighborhood feel. They took it out.
Like,
there's
pepper,
nothing against the streets of Woodfield. It's just Wrigley doesn't look like Wrigley anymore.
No.
It looks like a suburban manufactured district.
Yeah. You used to know, love it or hate it. Like, even if you were a Sox fan, at least when you were in that neighborhood, you knew you were in a Chicago neighborhood.
Right.
There were bars and restaurants and little diners that had been there for like 50 years, and it's like it's all gone.
Yeah, what's the name of that Blackhawks breakfast joint over there?
Palace
with George?
Grill. That place is great.
Still there.
Brandy's working there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I told you that the one time I was in there.
I'll have to go in there.
She was working there. Yeah,
Palace still Grill.
There.
Yes. Still good.
That place is great.
Still good. Yeah.
Yes.
They cook the food right in front of you. You know it's good. You know,
open kitchen.
When they're trying to cook the food someplace in secret, you know, a little sketchy, a little bit of a problem, especially for a breakfast joint.
Carm, to your point on old places to hang out. Abdallah and I went to Old Crow Smokehouse almost every single Saturday night in our 20s.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Like every single Saturday night we were there. It's a great place.
At least they survived and they're still there with some character.
And
they've been there a while. The food's good.
The place is huge. They have live music all the time. It's great. Yeah,
so we're going to be there next Thursday. We hope to see you there.
The Old Smoke Crow Show, right?
Old Crow Smokehouse / Smoke Show.
I got you.
With Miller Lite. If
I get that right before we get there.
If you are a hockey player and you want to play hockey with us in between periods at a Wolves game, here's your chance to join us. You need to have your own equipment. Okay, so we need, you know, the best we can vet this is you got to have your own gear. You got to be able to bring it. You skate a little bit. You don't have to be playing in the A-League of Johnny's. I'm not suggesting that.
No, you don't need to do that.
But let's say C-League and above, all right?
C-League or above.
C-League and above.
We don't need no ankle benders.
No, we're going to try to avoid that. 312-332-3776. We'll give you a trivia question. If you get it right, you can join us. It's Saturday, April 15th. You'll be on the ice between periods. And what else can I tell you about it? Like I said, you got to bring your gear. You got to be able to make it.
You'll have some substitutions, so you'll be substitutions on the fly.
Yes.
Like you're playing in the big leagues.
Yes. Please over the boards, on the ice, through the boards, off the ice, please.
How long do you guys play?
I'm going to be on ice for 25 seconds. I think it's like a 7-minute game.
All right, good. So you get a shift or two?
You'll get at least that.
Get
at least that.
Ryan in Roscoe Village is on the line. I think he wants to join us. Ryan, you have gear?
Ryan? Ryan, are you there?
Ryan chickened out at the last minute.
Ryan, we'd love to talk to you in Roscoe Village.
Are you on mute?
He's like, wait, we need gear?
Yeah, you need gear, Ryan.
You need gear.
You got to have your own skates.
All right, we're going to hang up on Ryan. I'm going to go to Steve in Aurora. Ring us up if you want to play.
Steve, what's going on?
Do you have gear?
Yeah, as both a forward and a goalie, which I imagine just like last year, you needed for a little while.
Damn, dude. All right, we got a forward and a goalie, Steve.
A double dipper.
All right, Steve, here's your question. If you get it right, you're going to join us.
You're in.
Yurko asked it yesterday, so we even gave the answer. It sounds to me like you're going to know it anyway if you're a goalie. What are the dimensions, the height and width of an NHL regulation net?
Oh, man. I got to tell you, I haven't thought about that in 30 years. 6 feet by what the hell?
It is 6 feet by 6 feet by?
Hold on. I'm getting there. It's not a Google suggestion. It's either 3 feet or 4 feet. I'm going to go with 4 feet.
Yeah, 6 feet by
six
4 feet.
Six by four.
That's the bold
answer. That's 24 square feet to shoot at, my friend.
That's right. Hold on, Steve. You're going to join us again. It is 6 feet by 4 feet. We even talked about it yesterday. Jay's in the Ukrainian village. Jay, do you have gear?
I got gear. I got everything. I'm ready. Biggest hockey fan.
All right,
Favorite game was 94. Peter Forsberg shootout against Canada. Let's go. Hopefully I get it right.
All right, Jay. Now take your time here. Think about it.
Think about this one.
This is a question, about the rink, about the playing surface. How many face-off dots are on the ice? How many face-off dots, total face-off dots, where a face-off couldn't be held? How many different locations are there on the ice?
Okay, so there's five in the neutral zone, including center ice, and then there's two in each other zones.
Yeah, and which is a grand total of?
Plus four, nine.
Nine is correct. All right, Jay, nine different places where a face-off can happen.
I almost
Jay,
made a mistake
job.
There.
Yes.
I showed Carm five, and he kind of gave me a look, and I go, wait a minute, offsides, where do they do the face-off? I got it now.
So Jay's going to join us. Let's go to what happened to Johnny in Elmwood? He was gonna go to Johnny. Why are people dropping off for? Did they not realize they needed gear? They thought we were giving away tickets.
Yeah.
They're like, what are these guys talking about? I need gear, I gotta skate. This is if you wanna skate with us.
You know how it works, guys. Dial first, ask questions later.
I think that's what happened. Like all these people dropped off because these knuckleheads want us to go play hockey in front of people.
That's what we want.
At a Wolves game. It's gonna be a packed house. You'll be skating on the ice at Allstate.
Brent Griffin that used to run our rink just sent me a little message.
What did he
say? It's way too early for me to play with you guys.
Why?
It's just what he said. Way too early.
I remember Brent. Yeah. I remember Brent.
He used to run the rink down
by
us.
I used to come out and skate with you guys every once
in a while.
I remember him. He was a good player, if I'm recalling.
Yes,
too.
He was.
A very
yes.
good player.
Yes.
Tell him to come play on my team.
You want him on your team?
Yes.
Why would I tell him to come and then let him play on your team?
Because he's good. Tell him.
Yeah.
Brent, come play with me. Derek is in Plainfield. Derek, do you have gear?
Yes, I do.
All right, buddy. Here's your question. I think you're going to get this one. You're a hockey fan. I can tell. Which franchise has won the most Stanley Cups in history? Which franchise?
Oh, Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, you didn't even have to. Derek's not messing around. Derek, hold on. Make sure Adam's got your info, okay?
Le Habitants.
All right, buddy. And they're also the last Canadian team to win the Cup, which is going back to 93. You believe it, Yurko?
Does that mean farmer in, like, French?
Le Habitant. It means inhabitant, I would think, like someone who lives in.
I think it was in reference to the farmers.
That could be.
That's the H stands for on the jersey. I never knew that.
Yeah.
You know who told me that?
Who?
Dick Duran.
Really?
Yeah, Coach Duran and I were on a bus driving to somewhere.
That's why they're called the Habs.
We're talking about how, that's what the question he asked.
And
he explained it to me, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
They haven't won one since 93. That's the last Canadian team to win. John's in Homewood. John, you have gear? You can skate?
John.
Johnny boy. See? And again.
Yeah, I got gear.
Oh, there we go.
John's got gear. Who'd you play for as a youngster?
I did not play as a youngster. I was playing basketball during hockey season, but play rad hockey at the HF Ice Arena until it went down.
Been to Fossmar.
All right, you got gear. You're ready. You play rad hockey. You're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, John. Here's your question. Which current NHL player is affectionately known as McJesus?
Connor McDavid.
You got it, my man. All right, Johnny, we'll see you on the 15th, okay?
Sounds great.
Hold on, buddy. We'll get you all the info.
Hold on. We'll get all your info.
Connor McDavid, who last night in overtime scored his 60th goal for Edmonton to win it.
60.
He has 138 points, Yurko.
That's a lot.
He has the most points in an NHL season since Mario Lemieux in 1996.
The great Mario Lemieux.
Yes.
Yeah.
When Lemieux had a buck 61. That's also, Yurk, the last time a player led the league in goals and assists in the same season. And McDavid is probably going to do that this year. He is going to do something that no player has done since Mario Lemieux nearly 30 years ago. That's how good he
is. It's pretty good.
I want to do a poll question one of these days about, like, who's the best in their sport right now? Is it Shohei? Is it McDavid? I heard you and Black the other night talking about who's the Swede that's awesome in the EPL?
Erling Haaland.
He's not Swedish, by the way.
Oh, what is he? I'm sorry.
I think he's either Finland or Norway.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
Norway.
Is he Norwegian?
Yeah, Norwegian.
Okay, that makes sense because that's why you guys say he'll never make the World Cup.
That's right.
Norwegian.
He's Norwegian. Norway does, okay. will never be in the World
Cup. Because they'll never
make the World Cup. Unless they go to 96 teams.
So forgive me. I should have known that. I should have known it wasn't Sweden then, because they make the World Cup every once in a while. They're decent. Yeah. But
Sweden's won a World Cup.
Yeah, no, Sweden's never won a World Cup.
I believe so.
No,
they haven't.
No, stop it.
They've been in a World Cup final.
I don't think so. You're
they right. have. They played Brazil in a World Cup final. I saw in Pelé.
Okay, maybe. But like to your, you guys were talking about how dominant he's been this year. Like we know what Shohei's doing. McDavid, I think you can make the argument is better than any player in any sport right now. I really do. I mean, he is so good. And that team still, they're going to make the playoffs, but man, they haven't done much with he and Draisaitl. It's kind of stunning. But he is so much better, I think, than everybody else in the league. I don't know if the gap's as big in all these other sports. Like, I certainly don't think it is in basketball. I don't watch enough soccer, but I found it interesting that you guys were talking about just how dominant Haaland's been. Like, he's without a doubt the best player right now, you guys made it sound like.
Yeah, but he is. He's the most prolific at the moment.
Yeah.
I would guess most people would still say Mbappe is the best player in the world. Right, Yurk?
Boy, Mbappe in that World Cup, guys.
I think people would still say it's Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe in that World Cup was something.
But I mean, at the moment, PSG is struggling. So
mightily.
I think we should do that as a poll question. Marco in Bucktown.
Marco,
you got gear?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm here.
You got gear, buddy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's your question. You get it, you're going to join us, okay? Think about it if you need to for a second. How many officials are on the ice during an NHL game?
Three.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's four.
They upgraded.
They upgraded years ago, Marco. They upgraded. It's been. Should I have given him another one, Adam? I feel bad.
You got rid of him.
Marco, call back real quick. I'll give you one more.
Yeah, give him another question.
Some guy's going to call him and go, yeah, it's Marco.
Hey, it's Marco.
There are four. There are two refs and two linesmen.
Sweden, 1958, runners up. They finished second.
So good job, Yurko.
And I believe it was to Brazil. And they hosted.
Makes sense.
So there you go. They've also finished third place twice, Carm, and they finished in fourth place one year.
Oh, so they're good. They make it.
But most of that was 38, 1950, 1958, 94. Their recent results have not been good.
Not very good. I have one question left if Marco wants to call back or someone else.
I've got one question left.
Okay.
I got a question.
How many did we get so far? You want me to go to line two? Is that Marco? All right. Let me see. Marco, I'm going to give you another shot. Okay, buddy?
All right, sounds good.
All right, here's your question.
Come on now, let's concentrate.
Name all six of the original six franchises.
Oh, jeez.
We got the Blackhawks, Rangers, Bruins, Canadiens, Maple Leafs, and the Detroit Red Wings.
You got it. There you go, Marco. That's how you redeem yourself.
Wow. Six of six.
Hold on, Marco. Make sure Adam's got all your info.
And he lost track of the referees on the ice.
Dude, he got that no problem.
Two with the orange armbands.
He got it no problem.
I know he did.
All right. I think, do we have a requisite number of skaters? I think we might. Well, we'll count them up and we'll say, no, Chris. Yeah, we're going to call it Chris. All right. Wait, I don't know what you say it in my ear, Chris. Go ahead.
What is going on here?
Oh, we need. Okay, we need another one. Yurko's got a question.
Yeah, of course I got a question. I got all types of questions. Let's get it.
Remember,
going.
I'm holding a few spots for some of the guys too. I'm trying to convince Granato to come out. Kevin,
my kid can't come out. Jakey, he's got something going on that weekend. He already told me. He goes, Pappy, I'm busy.
I asked
my
Granato.
Other young AAA player that I had with me, little Andrew Subchak. No longer, he's a freshman at Purdue, you know.
He can't make it.
He wants to party. Just got back from spring break. Trying to stay in college, you know, tough times.
I'm trying to stack my team. But I asked Granato, and it's like I'm asking him to go get a root canal to play hockey, you know, because all he does is run marathons.
That's what he does.
I'm like, dude, put the skates back.
Find him in Kona, Hawaii, you know.
I think when you play at the level he played at.
Asphalt, you know, in a triathlon.
He played minor league hockey for a long time. Right. And when you get close but you don't make it, I think when he was done, he's like,
I've had enough.
I think he's sick of it.
Yeah.
I can't get him on the ice.
You're not going to find him at the Beer and Pizza League, right?
No.
You know, dominating, taking slappers from the red line, you know, center ice. Rifling them past goalies, crippling hockey players by hitting them in the foot.
Maybe we'll try to sneak in a few more.
I got a question. I'm ready.
Yurko's got a question locked and loaded. If you want to skate, 312-332-3776. McKnight at the Movies is coming up. It's always fun. We'll see what Connor's got cooked up for today. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. Carmen and Yurko are back.
No, no, no.
This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
McKnight at the Movies. Connor McKnight recreates classic cinema on Carmen and Yurko, only on ESPN Chicago.
If you're on the phones because you want a trivia question for hockey because you want to be part of the skate at the Wolves game on April 15th, sit tight.
Sit tight.
Yurko's got a few questions. We'll come up with some more. We can still add some skaters to the register. So sit tight. We're going to do McKnight at the Movies right now, though, because we do it this time each and every Thursday. Last week was Super Troopers. Black thinks we're going to get this one quick. He goes, this is your wheelhouse, guys. I think you're going to get this one. So let's see what Connor's got cooked up. This week... it's an ESPN Chicago prize pack.
All right. A little ESPN Chicago swag bag, maybe. That's what the winner's going to get. First correct caller at 312-332-3776 will win. And away we go. Here's part one, McKnight at the Movies.
Our scene opens on a group walking through the woods. They're all in matching outfits. One, a kind of loudmouthed East Coaster, is asking a question. And instead of it being rhetorical... the leader of this cadre opens the floor and allows for speculation into the query. They bat around a few answers when one of the guys, who looks a bit out of place amidst these knuckle-draggers, quotes Tennyson. Thing of it is, the leader knows the quote. He explains it to the rest, but, well, you can't exactly say they're bought in.
He's quoting Alfred Lord Tennyson as they walk through the woods. The leader knows it. Boy... I'm like ashamed of myself.
The Twitchers have it.
Wow, I'm ashamed. Because Chris is, and I could feel the disappointment coming from Chris Black. This is in our wheelhouse, and I'm ashamed.
I Carm, you're going to be upset with yourself,
damn
I think.
It. Alfred Lord Tennyson. Who
walking through the forest.
Walking through the forest.
Anytime I think of that, then I'm always thinking of one guy who's walking through a forest.
Well, this is a group. It's a cadre.
Well, I understand, but the leader is who I'm thinking of right now.
All right, let's find out about the actors, Yurko.
A bit on our actors. A Hall of Famer in the lead role, 2 Oscars, 6 total nominations, and 10 times hosting SNL, probably more coming. He's at, like, peak fame here. This movie helped launch his whole producing career as well, which is now prodigious. The rest of the cast is crazy. Listen to this. The manager from Little Big League, John Adams, Sam Malone, Malcolm Reynolds, Pete Rose, Roger Maris, the guy in Entourage for a couple episodes, the weird guy from Ted, McConaughey's friend from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Dominic Toretto, and the guy who sings Scotty Doesn't Know.
Why? Well, I'm
oh, no. I don't know what the hell just happened.
It's there. What movie? I can picture a movie where someone's quoting, I'm assuming Alfred Lord Tennyson, they're doing Charge of the Light Brigade, right? It's got to be.
I would guess.
I feel like I'm looking at it where someone's reciting Charge of the Light Brigade, and I'm I, I,
Give me a little bit of the Charge of Life.
Am I thinking of the right poem by Tennyson on the Brave? Is it the Brave 600? Is that what it is? And on to the, how does it go?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
Hold on.
I don't know.
Yeah, Charge of the Light Brigade is Alfred Lord Tennyson. It goes like this. You're going to know it. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the Valley of Death, rode the 600, forward the Light Brigade, charge for the guns, he said, into the Valley of Death, rode the 600. You've heard that.
So what type of movie would that be for?
Did he say Pete Rose is in the movie? Is that what I just heard?
Pete Rose.
What? So many people guess Wedding Crashers. It's not Wedding Crashers. Stop calling and saying Wedding Crashers. It's not Wedding Crashers. We have the winner.
I can picture the guy that was with McConaughey in 10 Things That I Hate About. No, not
oh, I know what it is. Or, I
leave
is.
A guy in 10
I got
days.
It. I got it. Shame on me.
Now you've
right.
got it?
I got it. I'll write it down for you.
It doesn't have my guy in it?
No.
It's your wheelhouse, right?
It is. It's totally.
I wasn't wrong on that.
Boy.
I'll play the third part. I've got
I'm
it.
I'm disagreeing.
Back
Show
to
me.
Our scene. The back and forth continues with some badly translated German. The men keep walking, alert at all times, as though their pastoral surroundings could be filled with enemy. Over time, this mission will claim most of them. Here, early on, they're complaining about their objective and can't see or don't care for the humanity in it. It's hard to blame them. After all, he's just one man out of all this mess. Like this venerable and prestigious radio station, this movie, this oeuvre of cinema, honoring our greatest generation, celebrates its 25th anniversary this year.
Why.
It needs no sequel. There are no imitations, though many have tried. It is quite possibly the greatest war film of all time.
I am a little disappointed in myself, to say the least. I'm glad I finally got it, but and it makes sense. It's 25 years later, and it might be the best war movie. We could go into a hole.
Yeah,
we could go down a rabbit hole, man.
That's another demon right there.
Shame on us for taking so long, but at least we got it. Rick's in Schaumburg. Where is he? Rick, tell us the movie.
Saving Private Ryan.
Correctamundo, my friend. Hold on, Rick. We'll get you the prize pack, and here is the reveal.
You want to explain the math of this to me? I mean, where's the sense of risking the lives of the eight of us to save one guy?
20 degrees. Anybody want to answer that?
Driving. Think about the poor bastard's mother.
Hey, Doc, I got a mother, all right? I mean, you got a mother. Sarge's got a mother. I mean, bet even the captain's got a mother. Well, maybe not the captain, but the rest of us got mothers.
So there's not a reason why there's but to do and die. What the is that supposed to mean, Corporal, huh? We're all supposed to die, is that it?
Upham's talking about our duty as soldiers.
Yes, sir.
We all have orders and we have to follow them. That supersedes everything, including your mothers.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Even if you think the mission's FUBAR, sir?
Especially if you think the mission's FUBAR.
What's FUBAR?
I love FUBAR.
Oh, it's German. Yeah. You ever heard of that? Sir, I have an opinion on this matter.
Well, by all means, share it with the squad.
Over my way, thank you, sir. This entire mission is a serious misallocation of valuable military resources.
Go on.
Well, it seems to me, sir, that God gave me a special gift, made me a fine instrument of warfare.
Riven, pay attention now. This is the way to gripe. Continue, Jackson.
Well, what I mean by that, sir, is you used to put me in this here sniper rifle anywhere up to and including 1 mile of Adolf Hitler with a clear line of sight, sir. Pack your bags, fellas. War's over. Amen.
Oh, that's brilliant, Bumpkin.
Great movie. The opening 30 minutes is some of the most chilling movie making you're ever going to see. And I think probably as best anyone can that wasn't actually there for it, like capture the horrors of war and what that was like on D-Day. And it is tremendous. And it might be the best war movie. I mean, again, we could do we could get deep, man. About some of the great war movies that are out there. I still haven't seen. I want to see All's Quiet on the Western Front. The remake. The remake of the original. The original's quite good. It's very old, but
it's
still
good.
Quite good. Is it good, Chris?
Yeah, it's good.
It looks good. The score, I love.
Yeah,
they played it a lot at the Oscars.
Yeah.
I mean, it won a bunch of awards.
I love ESPN.
Yeah.
You love ESPN.
Yurko.
Oh, Yurko. You know what? You're a smart ass.
Forward the Light Brigade. Was there a man dismayed? Not though the soldier knew someone had blundered. Theirs not to make reply. Theirs not to reason why. Theirs but to do and die. Into the Valley of Death rode the 600, Yurko. That is the charge of the Light Brigade.
Well, thank you.
I know you know
it. I didn't know it until you said it.
Well, that's,
and I certainly didn't know it was Albert Tennyson.
Alfred, Lord.
Either way, I didn't know it was Albert.
Lord!
Alfred, I didn't know it was Alvin.
Alfred.
I didn't know who the hell Tennyson was.
Lord Tennyson. I'm going to quiz you coming up. You still have some hockey quizzes for
people. I do.
So if you want to skate,
I do.
Hold on the line. We got some more trivia. I've got a quiz for you. How many Cubs and Sox were in MLB, I'm sorry, in ESPN's top 100 MLB players? Think about that. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to quiz you coming up, Yurk. 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Carmen and Yurko are back. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Connor's done it now because we're all over the place with the greatest war moves. We're going to have to save it for a podcast.
Right, we will. We went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah,
clearly heading down a rabbit hole.
Deer Hunter.
Top 10 movies, war movies of all time.
Like The Pianist.
Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful.
The Pianist.
The Pianist is incredible.
Yes.
The Deer Hunter is,
I mean,
Chris was just saying he was watching it recently.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
I mean, the Deer Hunter is so powerful.
Apocalypse
so
Now.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a list of lists.
Saving Private Ryan is somewhere in the conversation.
Well, they've got it number one on the list I'm currently looking at.
Oh, they do.
But they include Braveheart as a war movie.
Yeah, but let's talk about like modern American history. Maybe.
Modern? Do we include World War One, or do we
Okay. Talk about like modern American. Braveheart's about the Scottish fighting the English in like, what, 14-something? When is Braveheart?
I would say this is not a war movie. The Hunt for Red October. Not a war movie.
No. It's a sub-movie.
Yeah, it's a Cold War, but it's not a war movie.
Yeah, it's not a war movie.
Fury, a war movie.
Yes.
You haven't seen Fury. It's World War II. It's at the end.
Yes.
Tanks. It's the good stuff. Tanks.
Boy, oh boy. We could do a whole...
Patton, a war movie.
Of course.
Patton.
We'll have to do a MASH.
Is The Killing Fields a war movie?
The Killing Fields remind me. I've never seen it.
Pol Pot.
Oh, it's about Pol Pot. About Cambodia.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. I don't know if that's a war movie, but that's just disturbing stuff.
Yeah,
that's
it's very
I've never seen
stuff.
That. It's about his reign of terror.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, Pol Pot.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we'll save it for a podcast, folks. Platoon.
Oh.
Although I don't think Platoon's nearly as good as, like, Apocalypse.
You ever see Boys of Company C?
No.
There's a war movie for you.
You guys say Full Metal Jacket?
That's a good one.
Yeah, not yet, but there you go.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Suggesting that.
Yeah, The Boys of Company C.
Never seen it. You know, I've never even heard of that, I don't think. Boys of Company C.
There's a guy here that watched a lot of movies in his youth.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, Yurk. I'm going to ask you a few questions.
I'm ready.
By the way, we still got... we are here. You know what? Before we do that, let's get to Rich.
Let's get to Rich.
Rich is in Rockford. Rich, you have gear? You want to skate on the 15th with us?
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
All right, here's your question.
I've
Yurko's
got a
trivia question for you.
The last three times the Chicago Blackhawks have been to the Stanley Cup, they've won. In 1992, they went to the Stanley Cup and lost. Who did they lose to?
Pittsburgh Penguins.
You got it.
You're in.
Rich is in. Hold on, buddy.
You got your own equipment, Rich?
He said he does, yeah.
All right,
make
good.
Sure Adam gets all your info, Rich.
Just what a question, huh?
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
They got swept, unfortunately.
How about this question? Because I don't think we've got anybody else
how
that's going to look
to play. How good that Penguins team was.
We've had a repeat here lately, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Tampa Lightning.
And the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes, yes.
And the Detroit Red Wings in the aughts. Well, back-to-back champions.
90s.
Oh, 90s. Yes. Thank you. 96, 97,
yes,
maybe.
Yes, correct.
We're back-to-back champions.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the last one to win three in a row?
Ooh, good question. I'm going to say it was during the four-year run when the Islanders won.
You'd be 100% correct, though.
Ding, 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 ding. Carmon wins.
Ding.
The Islanders won four
Islanders
in a row.
Islanders won four in a row. Yeah. Now, Edmonton people thinks about the dominance they had, but they won two, they lost, they won two.
Correct.
Then they didn't play in a couple, then they won in 1990, and that was the run
that is
of the Edmonton Oilers.
You are 100% correct, my friend.
I'm here for you. I love hockey.
Now, here's some questions for you.
Too bad the team stinks.
Well, right now it
does. They stink!
They're tanking hard for Bedard. Don't worry. Yurko, there's a list. ESPN.com, as we start baseball, has listed the 100 greatest players. These lists are very hard. I get it. I've done them.
Yes.
I compiled the list once of the 100 greatest movie characters of all time. Yurko was so irate with one of my
omissions
that, you know, he let me have it, and it was fair. And I said, listen, it's hard. It's a hard undertaking. I already have issues with their list.
Yeah.
Because they start to put weird caveats on it. Like, well, we asked our reporters, and I believe Jesse Rogers was one of them.
Well, I'm not surprised some weird came out of there.
We gave them pairings, and we asked who is going to be better in 2023. And, like, because of that weird caveat, they have Bryce Harper at number 58. Because Bryce Harper's going to miss time because he had offseason surgery.
Oh, boy.
If you think there are 57 players in baseball better than Bryce Harper...
You're silly.
You're silly.
You're silly.
It's silly.
All right.
All right, so...
Your question is...
These lists are hard. I get it. And we can all nitpick a little. It's also why they're fun. But I got news for a lot of people that cover baseball at ESPN that I like and that I respect, including Jesse and Jeff Passan and Dave Schoenfeld and all those guys. If you think there are 57 players better than Bryce Harper...
You're making a mistake.
Go cover hockey. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, of course there aren't 57 better players.
So your question to me is what?
Are there any Cubs or Sox in the top 50 players in MLB?
Top 50 or top 100, you
top
said?
50. Well, of course there are.
Any in the
100.
Top 50?
I'm asking if there are any in the top 50.
No.
There's one.
One guy. Dylan Cease.
Correct. He's number 43 on the list.
Okay.
Is that about right?
He's got to replicate.
Fair.
He's got to replicate. That's all. He's got to do what he did last year.
I won't argue too much. Yeah. I think it's probably... Maybe my bias says he should be a little higher, but fair.
If somebody said... Well, like 60s. In the 60s.
That'd be unfair.
You'd think that he shouldn't be in the 60s.
No. I think it should definitely be higher.
He should be 30s.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But I think you're right.
But maybe. A lot of teams like San Diego and the Dodgers got more than one player that are pretty damn good.
That's true.
And got a lot of players on the list. The Cubs would have one... Maybe way deep.
No, not too far.
Deep, like Mongo area, 76.
No. First Cub checks in at 54. And you know who it is. It's the first and only Cub.
It's...
The guy they signed in the
That office. Guy, yeah.
His initials are Diaz.
Dansby Swanson.
Dansby Swanson checks
I'm
in
looking
at
Carmen going, yeah, that guy.
Yurko, who is it?
Cody Bellinger.
No, it is
Another
Dansby.
Guy they signed in the offseason.
He is obviously not on the list. Yeah. Dansby Swanson is number 54. So we have one Sox, one Cub, and then there are four other White Sox players. You could guess them all, Yurko.
Mankata.
No.
Eloy Jimenez.
Eloy is number 100. He just made
just
the cut.
Made a list. Okay, I got Eloy.
Tim Anderson is number 61.
I'm going to take Tim and Andrews.
Elvis Andrews? No.
He's the captain of your team on the south side.
Luis Robert is number 92.
Robert? Oh, what up, boys? The Italians from the neighborhood.
Paisan Power.
Maxi and Anthony. Zamparelli and Molinari. Guys right there.
Luis Robert is number 92. And then, maybe somewhat surprising, Lucas Giolito made the list at number 97. So you have Dylan Cease at 43, Dansby Swanson at 54. Like, Dansby Swanson's better than Bryce Harper. Give me a break.
I'm going to lay it on the line for you.
Tim Anderson is 61.
Yeah.
Luis Robert is 92. Giolito's 97. Aloy is 100. So five White Sox in the top 100.
Lucas Giolito needs to have a resurgence if you guys are going to do squat. Period. That's my one statement about the Chicago White Sox moving forward. He needs to be there this year. What he did last year was a mystery.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell happened to him last year. But if they're going to put him on a top 100 list... Not after last year.
I'm probably a little surprised by that one.
Not after last year. No. Yeah. He's got to get back to what he once was.
Do you want to guess the top 10?
If you've got a chance.
You want to guess the top 10?
Sure. I'd love to guess the top 10.
One and two are easy.
Pitchers, right?
No. Well, one guy,
Manny Machado.
No. Well, come on. Who's the best player in baseball right now?
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei is one.
Mike Trout.
And Mike Trout is two.
Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout.
This is where I already start to disagree. Aaron Judge, they put three. And Aaron Judge is great, but
I disagree.
He's not better than Mookie Betts.
He's about 15th.
Probably not better than Manny Machado.
Right.
He's third on the list, but of course he's coming off a historic year.
So we got Mookie and Machado.
Manny's four.
Right.
Freddie Freeman is five.
Right.
Juan Soto is six.
Scherzer.
Not Scherzer. I love that a young guy is getting so much love. I think we got to maybe slow down a little. Julio Rodriguez, they've got seventh. I mean, he's played...
From Cleveland.
No, from Seattle.
Right.
Close.
The other Julio Rodriguez from Seattle.
Are you thinking of Jose Ramirez?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Ramirez.
JR, I get it. It's close.
It's close.
Julio Rodriguez is seven, which, you know, he was only a rookie last year, and he's special, and I love him, but okay. Trey Turner, eight.
Okay.
Mookie Betts, hitting nine. All the homers. Way too far down the list.
Yeah.
There aren't eight players better than Mookie Betts.
No pitchers?
Nolan Arenado is 10, and your first pitcher, and again, I would disagree with this, Sandy Alcantara checks in at 11.
Our first pitcher's Ohtani, but
well,
he's
that's
also
true.
A position player.
You're right about that.
Right. Andrew. Sandy Alcantara from Miami.
Yes, Yurko. Good
How
job.
How about that?
Good job.
220 innings pitched last year.
Nicely done. Nicely done,
I looked
done,
it
Yurko.
Up. The eight guys that pitched over 200 innings.
So these
they
lists,
consider horses now.
These lists are hard, but it is fun to nitpick them a little bit, and I think we could do some serious nitpicking. But sometimes that's what makes it fun.
That's what we do.
312-332-3776 is the number if you want to jump in. We got Crosstalk with the Catman at about 15. He's going to be with you from 2 to 3, taking you up to White Sox baseball before Black and Abdallah are on the air after that tonight. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Listen to us now. Live on the ESPN Chicago app. Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
You see the video from before Team USA's loss the other night? You know who the hitting coach is for Team USA, Yurk? Do you know who it is?
Yeah, Team USA says Mark DeRosa.
Mark DeRosa is the manager. You know who's hitting coach is?
The hitting coach is Ozzie Guillen.
Not Ozzie Guillen. One of the... Without question, one of the 10 best hitters of the last 30 years.
Charlie Lau.
I didn't say one of the best hitting coaches.
Oh, okay. Best hitting? No. Who is it?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so Jr. took some swings in the cages before. I mean, all the guys are around
Sweet
it.
Swing.
He still got the prettiest swing. And the minute he hit a home run, he said, that's it. I'm done.
I'm done.
He hit one out. He's like, that's it, you guys. And they were all going nuts.
He's probably getting tired, too.
Oh, he probably. He still got the prettiest swing.
Yeah.
I mean, just the...
Oh, yeah.
The griff, you know, the hands and the
little bobble.
The little bob. I mean.
A little bobble.
Sweet Lord.
You got to like that
oh,
little bobble.
Oh, my God. Yurko is just an absolute thing of beauty. Thing of beauty. One of my all-time favorite players. Too bad he was at the end of the line when he came here to Chicago. We said we would check in on the standings in the NBA and see how I'm doing with the bet with Abdallah, if I will have to dine at the Olive Garden or not. So here's.
Give me an update here.
Here's what my East predictions were. And remember, I had to correctly pick 80% or 16 of the 20 teams to make the playoff slash play-in tournament.
Yeah, we should have raised that up a little
bit. That's what Black says.
Like.
So in the East, Yurko,
my
six in the playoffs were Bucks, Celtics, Sixers, Raptors, Nets, Heat. You got to remember at the start of the season. What
yeah.
The Heat, you know. And then my play-in teams were Cavs, Bulls, Hawks, and Knicks.
Right.
As it is now. We have, in the playoffs, Bucks, Celtics, Sixers, Cavs, Knicks, Nets. And in the play-in, we've got the Heat, the Hawks, the Raptors, and the Bulls.
So 10 for 10.
I am...
From your list.
No, my only one I'm missing is I had Indiana in, Chris.
Okay.
And I had... That's the one I'm missing right now. I did not have... Who did I not have?
I thought you listed off all the Eastern teams. Miami, Atlanta, Toronto... Brooklyn, Knicks,
Cavaliers, Sixers, Cavs, Celtics,
Sixers,
Bucks.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
that's
10 for 10.
That's 10 for 10.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. It is. My bad. It is because the Pacers, what am I thinking? I'm 10 for 10.
So how's
right.
The West look? All you need is six out of here.
In the West, here is my six in. Nuggets, Warriors, Clippers, Mavs, Grizzlies, and Suns. And then my playing teams were the T-Wolves, the Pels, the Lakers, and the Kings. So I was a little bit right on the Kings. I didn't think they'd be this good, though. The standings as we look right now in the West are Nuggets, Grizzlies, Kings, Suns, Clippers, Warriors, T-Wolves, Thunder, which I did not have, Mavs, and Lakers. So I think that's my only miss is the Thunder, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So am I going to be good? Am I going to avoid the Olive Garden?
We made it too easy for you.
Yeah, we made it too
way
easy.
Too easy.
Way too easy.
This stuff, I mean, it's automatic.
We're carrying this over to baseball.
Throw the piece of paper away.
Listen, the fact that Carmen got 19 out of 22s, 20 teams will tell you how exciting this sport is.
Oh, what does that mean? First of all, I might miss the Lakers.
He's not wrong.
Hey, yeah. I'm a half game. Guys, I'm only a half game of missing the Lakers, too. I think I'm going to get 16. I feel pretty good about it.
Do you think?
Yeah, but you're not going to miss three more additional teams.
I don't think so. I don't.
Because who would have to make it? It would be Portland, Utah, and someone else, and that's not going to happen.
You're right about
because
that.
Don't you have the Pelicans in?
I do.
So if the Pelicans in, you get that.
I get that.
So mathematically,
only the Jazz.
And the Spurs and the Rockets have already been eliminated.
Right.
So mathematically, you already won the bet.
Yeah, unless the Pacers
unless
leapfrog.
Unless two teams in the East jump in.
Right. Like if the Pacers leapfrog the Bulls, then the Heat would be turned up on me a little.
The Wizards would have to jump in too.
Right.
Yeah, I think the Wizards would too. And the Wizards are they've lost 8 of 10. I mean, they're
all right. So for you to lose the bet, this is what has to happen.
Atlanta, Toronto, and Chicago all have to fail.
The Thunder have to stay in, the Jazz and the Blazers have to both make it, and then in the East the Pacers and the Wizards both have to make it.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I think you're good.
I think I'm good. Next year, maybe we'll make it a little harder. Maybe we'll,
baseball season. You have to go 100% in baseball season.
Yeah. You know how 100%
baseball.
In baseball.
But you're a baseball man.
You're a sports guy.
So you get to go to Olive Garden.
You're a sportsman.
The reason I did this for the NBA is because the NBA, as I've said for 20 years on this station, is the most predictable, and it's not even close.
I just said they were predictable, and you fought me on it.
No, you said it's boring.
Yes, it is. Predictable and boring.
Do you know who I picked
for
MVP?
We're doing 90% next time.
You know who
95.
You know who I picked for MVP?
Who?
It's not going to happen.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Luca.
Yeah, it's not going to happen with Doncic, no.
My coach of the year was Ty Lue. That's not going to happen.
Right.
My sixth man was Jordan Poole. That's not going to happen. And my defensive player of the year was Bam. Do I have a shot at that one, Chris? Is Bam, like, kind of close?
Yeah, maybe. I would guess he's, like, fifth or sixth
on the
list. Yeah,
you're probably right. You're probably right.
I don't know who's
that.
Number one
is
at
Giannis,
the moment.
Is
I would
Giannis
imagine,
or Drew Holiday?
I would imagine Jaren Jackson's probably
Ooh, yeah,
up on the
that
top
could
of
be,
the board,
that's
too.
That's a good call. It could be Jaren Jackson. That's a good pick for next year, too. Jaren Jackson's a stud defensively. I mean, you could give it to Giannis, probably.
Yeah,
stud,
yeah, you
know,
could.
Like, Giannis.
And incredible. I know Embiid's played some pretty good defense this
he
season,
has.
Too.
Like, shockingly, he has. You're right. Maybe I shouldn't say shockingly, but, like, I'm telling you, man, and that's why I would vote for Embiid if I had an MVP vote. It's just every night you put him on, like, he's the heart and soul of that team, without question. He wins his matchup every game. He's working hard defensively. He's blocking shots. He's been super efficient. And, you know, I know the metrics still say, man, yeah, like, what Joker's done metrically, the advanced metrics are, it's stupid. Like, we looked at it a couple weeks ago. Yurko,
yeah,
I was reading
him
up. Yurko's like, dude, he's got 30, 40% on him.
Yeah.
In a lot of these.
In a lot of steady areas.
But I don't know, man. Like, for me, since Jan 1, the eye test, like, the numbers, the way Philly has surged, and maybe I'm guilty of some voter fatigue. I don't vote
guilty.
I would vote for Embiid. That'd be my pick. And last night, you only got to see him for 16 minutes if you went to the game.
It means he's more rested for the next game.
Sure does. I mean, you know, if you're Doc, you're up 30, down to the last 10 games. You're sitting in bead when you can.
Isn't that the way to do the rest? You know, that's a good old-fashioned ice on the knees way to rest.
That's true.
You know, the Jordan Bulls era.
That's
you
true.
Get up by 30, 40 points, and then you take your rest, not the planned rest day because just everyone's just so tired for playing basketball now.
I know. I mean, how many times are you up 30, though, Chris?
Yeah, but like, I think it goes to the point, like, go out, do the work, and then if you get up or you have a big enough lead, then you can take your rest. Don't pre-plan it out saying, oh, we'll just give up this game because of rest.
The only way Michael was resting was when they were up 25. You're right.
Yeah.
They were blowing somebody out.
The old school way.
Michael wasn't going to play much in the fourth quarter. That was the old school way. When the game started, Michael was playing.
Right.
Yeah, those days are... Those days are gone. I don't know. I mean, like, I could see it both ways. I really can. Like, I get what they're trying to protect in the NBA. You're protecting your investment, especially if you have one of the best players. And you want to manage him a little, and you want him to be fresh, and you want him to be healthy.
Paul George said 2 weeks ago, I know it stinks now because he's injured.
I know.
But he said 2 weeks ago, there's no scientific data that suggests resting equals less injuries.
There really
isn't. His point was when he was playing earlier in his career, he practiced hard, he played hard, and he felt better from day to day and had less injuries than what it is now.
Isn't that weird? And he's older, and maybe that's the biggest, like, the biggest correlation is age or previous injury. There's the correlation.
Yeah.
Like, everything else, is it still kind of anecdotal? Like, where they're like, oh, no, you got to rest and you'll be healthier. I'm probably a lot very anecdotal still. Where where you can be damn sure that there's a recurrence of injury is for guys that are hurt. Like Zion, you can forget it. Like Zion's never going to be healthy, you guys.
Never.
We all know it. And it's a shame because he's awesome when he's on the floor. And he's just never going to be healthy. Because look at the early stages of his career. He's only going to get older. And it ain't going to get any easier. And so, like, that's the data to look at and what you can formulate, like, you know, future opinions off of. The rest stuff is maybe largely anecdotal still, but as players get older and the more they get hurt, even LeBron, who's been a tank his career, but guess what? His age combined with now a recurrence of injury, like, guess what happens? You're going to get hurt more. Kevin Durant, same thing as they get older. Crosstalk with Cap coming up next. I've got the final word presented by Bath Planet.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have a last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
I made pies for many people all the time. Yeah.